Welcome to the podcast, Winning Through Culture, where we're helping entrepreneurs stay impactful and relevant. I'm your host, Tim Flanagan. In this episode, we'll discuss my 30-year journey as an entrepreneur and leader in the financial services industry. And I'll share with you the lessons I've learned along the way and the insights I've gained on how to be impactful and relevant as a leader and entrepreneur. I've been very, very blessed, very fortunate to have either great mentors and friends in my life. I've had an opportunity to work with some amazing people and still get to do that today. I am supported by an amazing wife who I've been with since I was 18 years old. We've been together for a very long time, and I've got two great kids who are adults now. And I also have an amazing parents, and my father in particular has been a mentor of mine since I was a teenager. And has set an amazing example for me as to the type of person that I have become. You know, 30 years in any profession is a long time, and I have affectionately say that I've learned a lot more from my mistakes and failures than I have ever learned from my successes. I certainly have gotten better as I've gotten older at celebrating those successes, but the truth is growth, which is what is very, very important to me, comes through overcoming challenges and pushing ourselves consistently outside of our comfort zone and to do things that we might not have ever thought was possible. And, you know, I take myself back to when I got started. I actually graduated college, thought I wanted to be in investment banking. I got a job in investment banking and I did not like it at all. And the reason I didn't like it was, and this was in the late 80s, it just, I discovered, although I didn't know it at the time, that I had a value system that was not aligned with what I was seeing and experiencing. And I learned a few things about myself that first year out of college. One was, I didn't make a great employee. I had a very entrepreneurial-minded way of looking at things. And two was, you know, it was important to me to make sure whatever I was doing professionally was the right thing. And to me, the right thing was that whomever I was working with, the people I was working with, you know, were succeeding as well. And so I started to decide I needed to make a career change at the ripe age of 22. And I found myself in the financial services industry. And the truth is, at that point in my life, which again was the late 80s, was, you know, I went into the life insurance business and learned very quickly, again, through a couple of mentors and through failing early in my career, literally in the first 3-4 months, that, again, I was taught to do things in a certain way that was, quite frankly, very transactional. And I was much more interested in getting to know who people were and figuring out what they were trying to accomplish in life and then how, and literally, what I had to sell at that point was insurance products, but how I could maybe through those products help them achieve what they wanted in life financially. And so when I started going down that path of engaging with people more around what they wanted in life and how they were trying to get it, not just financially, but, you know, I remember clients that, you know, wanted to retire early, and I had a client that wanted to retire early and go into the Peace Corps. And she did. And I had another client that wanted to start her own business, and she was a secretary in a law firm. And I kind of helped her figure out financially what she needed to do, but I also gave her some advice on what it might look like to start your own business, since I was a 2-year into entrepreneurship entrepreneur. And she did. She started a very successful business. And so I've always enjoyed that dimension of what I do. And over the course of my career, I had an opportunity to do some different things. Eventually sold my practice, found myself working as a consultant regionally, working out of Atlanta, and again was involved in helping financial advisors learn how to transition to a more advice-based model. I then got involved in, because of some corporate restructuring, I got involved in some leadership development. And then because of some more corporate restructuring, at this point, I was not an entrepreneur. I tried that route. I ended up in a position with a lot of responsibility for my young age of 31. That led me back a little bit to my entrepreneurial roots, which was to create a business plan to start a business supported by the company I was working for corporately. They loved the plan, but they also wanted me to stay a corporate employee. which I ultimately did. And that was a great experience for 3 years. And then I realized I really needed to be an entrepreneur. Back to that, which kind of leads me to, again, the human element, if you will, of what I've had an opportunity to do, at least in the financial services field, and what is so important to me. And I had an interesting experience that I share, and it was a tough situation. I had a friend. We were actually coaching baseball together. Our sons were good friends. And he was killed in a car accident. And, you know, it was a very traumatic experience. He had two young boys. And, you know, you don't ever expect something like that to happen when you're on your way to work in the morning. And that's what happened to him. And through that experience of guiding his wife, really in a brief moment, because at that point I was not a financial advisor, I was a corporate person, but to be able to help her understand in a very short period of time that she and her boys were going to be okay, financially at least, remove the burden of all the other trauma of losing a husband and a father. And it was in that moment that I realized that's what I was designed to do, is to be able to sit across the table with somebody and tell them they're going to be okay. And that led me to Charlotte, North Carolina, to, again, a very divinely inspired moment in life where I was able to come and succeed a wonderful human being by the name of Ivan Heinrichs and take over his business in Charlotte. And that led me back to my entrepreneurial roots. It gave me a chance to be a leader and to get involved again in people's lives through the financial services industry, and to help those advisors and help our team that supports those advisors really become the best versions of themselves, to learn and grow and be successful, not just in business, but in all areas of their life, because that's very, very important to me. And, you know, that's 16 years on that particular journey. And, yeah, it's just been a very, very rich experience to be able to see the lives that we've impacted, and that the advisors that we have developed, who have great lives and have started families and have grown businesses and are really impacting their clients' lives. That's very, very rewarding to me. And it's funny, you know, we're doing this podcast today, and just this morning, one of those advisors spoke to a group of our new advisors for an hour and shared his experience. And at the end, as I wrapped it up with the new advisors, I reminded them that, you know, he had a story full of challenges and difficulties, and he persevered. And he has not only a great business, but a wonderful marriage and a great life. And he's living, as I say, you know, to constantly become a better version of himself. And I told the newer advisors in the room, I said, you have access to all of this. There's no, you know, success is not a secret. it's a path, and it's a path that does have lots of detours on it and lots of challenges and obstacles. But ultimately, it's a path that we can all proceed down if we have the courage, if we have the people in our lives that will support us in that journey, and if we have the vision and the passion and conviction to pursue something that's bigger than ourselves. And that's, you know, ultimately, again, from a professional perspective, what I find is most rewarding is being a part of people's lives and seeing that happen. I hope hearing more about my stories and experiences allows you to take the next step in winning through culture. I've enjoyed spending time with you on this episode today, and be sure to continue along this winning journey with me. Thank you for listening to the Winning Through Culture podcast, and remember, stay impactful and relevant. To connect with us, you can find us on Instagram and LinkedIn at Winning Through Culture, and find us online at winningthroughculture.com, or just go to the show notes where you'll find all the links. We look forward to connecting with you and hearing from you. Thanks for listening.